You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, greetings, friends. We're going to start a new study today, and I'm going to call this one Tribulation is Coming, Why? See, most people don't spend a lot of time studying God's laws, studying God's instructions, studying His prophecies. They just want to know the cliff notes. They just want the preacher to tell them what they're supposed to do. Let's take a look at something that should be fairly simple. People would think, oh, I understand this. Let's take a look at Exodus chapter 20, verse 15. It's very short, simple, and sweet. Thou shalt not steal. You wouldn't think that that is too hard to understand. You'd think that everybody could figure that out. However, do you realize that almost everyone, from the preacher to the politician to the judge, everybody in between, is stealing? What are you talking about? How could they possibly be stealing? Well, let's look at one way to violate that commandment that we violate every single day. Before I explain this to you, open your purse or take a look in your wallet. Do you have Federal Reserve notes? Do you have credit cards, debit cards? Do you have checks? Do you have these type of things? And do you use them to purchase things in transactions? Well, let's take a look at Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 13. It says, you shall not have in your bag differing weights, a heavy and a light. You shall not have in your house differing measures, a large and a small. You shall have a perfect and just weight, a perfect and just measure, that your days may be lengthened in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. For all who do such things, all who behave unrighteously, are an abomination to the Lord your God. Now, most people are going to say, what does that have to do with stealing? Well, if you buy things, purchase them with Federal Reserve notes, if you purchase them with checks, debit cards, credit cards, doesn't matter what it is, you're only discharging the debt. You're not actually purchasing. You all have an equitable interest in something, but you don't have ownership over something. And that's why our government, they knew this. And to take away our property rights, they had to take away our gold and silver. Let me read Article 1, Section 10, part of Section 10 of the Constitution of the United States, something we're supposed to be following, right? No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. Let me read that to you again. Make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. That's the only legal money we have in this country. That's the only real money we have in this country. Federal Reserve notes are worth the government. They only what they want to fool you that they're worth. They're worth 50% of what they were worth 3-4 years ago. They lie to you about inflation. We'll continue this. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.